So I wanted to talk a little bit about empathy in relationships and how it works from a communication standpoint, right? So empathy is vital to a relationship when it comes to acknowledging a person's feelings. Sometimes I think that is so underrated when it comes to communication in relationships, because sometimes whenever your partner is communicating to you about how they feel about a particular situation, sometimes in certain conversations, you get that back and forth, which is you feel this way, I feel this way, you feel this way, I feel this way, but no one's actually acknowledging each other's feelings, like acknowledging the fact that a person feels that particular way. And I think that that sometimes is a very detrimental thing when you don't get that validation or that at least that acknowledgement from your partner that you are hurt, you are sad, you're frustrated, like any of those emotions. Like if you don't get that type of acknowledgement from your partner, it makes you feel like you're not being heard, you're not being seen. And you're not being, like, again, validated by the person that you love. So whenever you are in a conversation with your partner and they're talking to you about something sensitive, and sometimes it may not have to be something sensitive, when they're talking to you about it, it's okay for you to leave space for empathy, right? So leaving space for empathy means that you're acknowledging the fact that a person feels the way that they do, right? You acknowledging the fact that you're there in that moment with them. You may not be able to totally empathize with how they feel, but they have to know that you're in that moment with them, right? And what that looks like is if your partner says, hey, I feel sad or I feel frustrated about this situation, or, and as an example, right? So I feel frustrated that we don't spend a lot of time together sometimes, right? And the empathetic portion of that is that, babe, I totally understand what you're saying. I feel frustrated about that also. I think we should come up with a plan to spend more time together, because that is something that I want for us to. And that's an example of an empathetic response to what your partner is saying to you. It's actually making them feel like you're in that moment with them, right? Like you're not disregarding what they're saying. You're not disregarding their emotions. You're not disregarding their feelings.